Good evening. I would like to call to order the July 4th, 2017 meeting of the Board of Education, Washington Local. Would now come to order. It is 6 p.m. January 4th, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I wish
if you could please call the roll, Mr. Treasurer, sir.
Mr. Kaiser.
Present.
Mrs. Carmi.
Present.
Mr. Hunter.
Present.
Ms. Canales.
Present.
Mr. Langender.
Present.
Also present, Dr. Hayward, Mr. Davis, and myself.
At this time, I ask everyone to please stand for a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I would like to welcome anyone who would like to speak to the board through the community comments section of our board. And that would be an appropriate time to approach the microphone. By way of some housekeeping, I will say that this meeting tonight is a very short meeting. I wouldn't expect it to go much more than 15 minutes. We have two of our members who are quite ill to boot. So anybody want to say any comments at all? Okay, seeing none at this time, I'm going to move on. And one of the things we have to do is give the oath of office to our treasurer, which is, is this an annual affair?
Contract.
Every new contract affair. So, Mr. Falk, if you'd please stand up, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the State of Ohio and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as treasurer of the Washington Local School District, Lucas County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified?
I will.
Okay, please sign right here. Thank you very much.
Sure, Pat.
Congratulations to you. And with that out of the way, as President Pro Tem, it is my duty now to open up nominations for the election of president for the school board for the year 2017.
Hunter.
I'd like to nominate David Hunter.
Any other names? Hearing none, we'll close the nominations. Treasurer, would you mind calling roll, please?
Mr. Kaiser.
Hunter.
Mrs. Carmi.
Hunter.
Mr. Hunter.
Hunter.
Ms. Canales.
Hunter.
Ms. Langendorfer.
The General.
Otherwise known as?
Mr. Hunter.
Hunter has been elected president by a 5-0 vote.
Thank you very much for your
oath of office.
Oh.
He suits away.
My turn.
You solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the State of Ohio and will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as president of the Board of Education of Washington School District, Lucas County, Ohio, to the best of your ability in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during the continuance in said office until your successor elected.
At this time, I would like to now open up nominations for anyone for the office of vice president for the year 2017.
Mr. Kaiser.
I would like to nominate Ms. Canales. Any other nominations? Hearing none, we'll close the nominations this time. Mr. Falk, could you please call roll?
What you do is you state the name that you are recommend to be vice president. Mrs. Carmi.
Mr. Kaiser.
Mr. Hunter.
Ms. Canales.
Ms. Canales.
Ms. Canales.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Kaiser.
Mr. Kaiser.
Kaiser.
Mr. Kaiser is elected vice president by a 3-2 vote.
It's time for your oath there, sir.
Well played.
Please, I swear on this. You solemnly swear that you support the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you would faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as Vice President of the Board of Education of the Washington School District, Lucas County, Ohio, to the best of your ability, in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted, giving your continuance in said office until your successor elected and qualified.
I swear so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time, I would like everyone to please get out their revised draft for the dates for next year's meeting. I'd like to work through that. I believe that we have everything in place with the exception of three meetings. If there's any other dates that someone's interested, please let me know. But can we look at those three work dates first? And as I said, my intention is that those work dates will be pretty much generated around what we're going to be doing out in the Shoreland area. Will be an awful lot of what's going on this year. Okay? So on the Saturday in either February 25th or March 11th, I know our biggest hang-up, and I don't mean hang-up, but our biggest concerns were some of the child care and things with you, Mr. Eric. So could you please tell us which one of those dates works best for you, and we'll check with the others?
I would say the 25th.
Okay. Does anyone have trouble with the date of February 25th? Hearing none, I'm looking for everybody's head to shake no or yes. No? Okay. How about the one in June 3rd or June 17th?
What day is graduation?
Are you talking?
June graduation
is
the 3rd.
June on the 3rd. And I think that's a great day to have it.
I disagree.
Well, the only reason, because your day's kind of shot. We come in and get that done. If we have any issues with graduation, we can handle it and go right to graduation. Otherwise, you're going to take two SATRA days.
We're going to have a meeting in the morning.
Yeah, we've had it this way for the last 4 years, only because it kind of keeps your day only one Saturday. But I'm open to conversation, certainly. Jim?
I'm against it.
Which, do you want to go with the 17th?
Yeah, that's fine. I really don't want to come to an 8 o'clock meeting and then go home, get dressed, and go to the things.
Okay. Anybody else have feelings on it? Eric, does the 17th work for you okay?
Yeah, the 17th works.
Okay. Mrs. Carmine?
The 17th is great, thank you.
Ms. Canales?
June 17th?
June
17th? Yep.
Okay, we will have that on my wife's birthday. And last but not least, September 9 or September 27?
Actually, the 27th was a mishap with thumbs emailing from my phone. Large, so.
Oh, that's.
We can actually do the 23rd, which is a Saturday. We don't have.
23rd?
Yeah, we don't have to do it on a Wednesday night. That was a mishap.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Does that work better to move?
23rd is. He hit it bad.
Oh, in September?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
23rd, good for everybody?
That works.
So Saturday, the
23rd. So it's Saturday,
yes.
September 23rd?
Yes.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any changes or things they'd like to look at as far as this is concerned?
And this is going around our trip, too?
Yes, yes.
No, okay.
And what I'm going to do now that we have this, I'm going to have Mr. Falk, if you would read the dates, official dates, into the record, and then we'll vote on that.
Be Wednesday, January 4th is our organizational meeting. Wednesday, January 18th, Wednesday, February 1st, superintendent's evaluation. Tuesday, February 14th, treasurer's evaluation. Wednesday, February 15th, regular meeting. Saturday, February 25th, work session. Wednesday, March 15th, regular meeting. Wednesday, April 12th, regular meeting. Wednesday, May 17th, regular meeting. Wednesday, June 7th, superintendent evaluation. Saturday, June 17th, work session. Wednesday, June 21st, regular meeting. Wednesday, June 28th, regular meeting. Wednesday, August 2nd, regular meeting. Tuesday, August 15th, treasurer's evaluation.
You want to go back to the August 2nd meeting? That is at 1 o'clock as opposed to all the others that are at 6 o'clock? Does everybody have that down on your record? Okay.
Wednesday, 1 o'clock.
What? That may be tough for me, to be honest with you. I was thinking about that.
You want it to take that to 6 o'clock?
Why did we start that in the beginning?
It's a summertime meeting. Most people were off.
Okay. I can tell you I probably won't. I travel a lot during the week.
Do you want to propose that become 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Does anybody have a problem with that becoming 6 o'clock?
Works for me.
Ms. Cumming?
No. Are we going to have the discussion about possibly changing the 6 o'clock meetings to an earlier time, or can we have that discussion?
We could.
Thank you. I would like to change it earlier.
Okay. Well, we probably should have done that before we start the dates.
Okay.
Can I ask that? Was that the one you're changing to from 1 to 6? What day is that? On a Wednesday?
August 2nd.
It's a Wednesday.
And that's fine, but I probably won't be here because I'm in a softball tournament that week.
You're what?
So, I'm in a soft.
Let's go right now to 6 o'clock, if everybody's okay with that. Let's go to 6. When we get the whole calendar done, we're going to look at the 6 o'clock time for all dates. Is that fine with you? All right, let's do that then. So go ahead, Jeff. We're going to make that August 2nd.
Wednesday, August 2nd, 6 o'clock is a regular meeting. Tuesday, August 15th, Treasurer's Evaluation. Wednesday, August 16th, regular meeting. Saturday, September 23rd at 8 a.m., work session. Wednesday, September 20th, 6 p.m., regular meeting. Wednesday, October 18th, 6 p.m., regular meeting. Wednesday, November 8th, 6 p.m., regular meeting. Saturday, December 16th, 8 a.m., work session. Wednesday, December 20th, 6 p.m., regular meeting.
Okay. Now, before we approve this, let's take a look. There was some discussion. Mrs. Carmen, you had a question that you wanted to talk about the 6 p.m.
Yes. I was wondering if we could have it earlier, as possibly 5, or I guess I could compromise and go to 5:30.
I think the reason we went to 6 o'clock was, I think, because Ms. Canales' work schedule was very difficult for her to make it that early.
Well, it certainly was. It makes it difficult to get from where I'm, yeah, even if I'm out of town. So 6 o'clock is, it only gives me about 15 minutes air time, you know, to be here. The other thing, it wasn't just me. There were other folks that, you know, were not able to make meetings because 5 o'clock was too early.
As I recall the dialogue on it, basically it came down to Lisa had a lot of trouble making that time, as well as we felt that a lot of the parents felt that they want to come home, have dinner, and then come to the meeting. It was rushing them also that people wanted to come to the meeting. I don't think we saw a large increase in the quantity of people.
No.
Since I've been on the board, we've had meetings scheduled from 5 o'clock, and we started them at 7 o'clock at one time.
Right.
So I can go with anything the board works out with. I would say we have to take the consideration of the board members first, because it is a meeting of the board. And so, I mean, if Lisa can't make them, it would be difficult for me to vote for anything earlier than she can make. Anybody else?
I say leave it at 6. Well, Joe, we can always adjust it later. I think didn't we change mid-year last time? We changed it from 5 to 6 to 6 to 5, and we've bounced since I've been around. So let's just wait and see. You know, if we'll keep it at 6, and if it's a problem, then we'll...
Mr. Langendorfer?
I understand Lisa's problem with that, because when I was on the board in the early 90s, I always got to adjust my schedule, but
right.
I think we can adjust our schedule, but I'm non-supportive of Saturday meetings, which I've talked to Susan that, so I'm going to vote no against the calendar anyways, because I don't think we should have Saturday meetings. I think we can have it the first Wednesday or the second Wednesday of every month, like a lot of schools.
And I appreciate that, but we did have that discussion. We did.
And I understand, David, and I'm going to vote no against the calendar because of that reason.
That's fine.
Okay.
Any other input?
Patty, is there before we, I mean, I want to make sure we're hearing Patty. Is there a reason that
I just, and I understand because I recall several years ago, one person came up to me and said, 6 o'clock would be better for us. But I don't think we've picked up any more people either. And I understand your work schedule. So I thought maybe we could compromise at 5 to have it to 5:30. Maybe that might help people.
And Lisa, to be fair to you, is that some of the administrators have asked if we could move it because of them being here so long. So I think that's why Patty's breaking it up.
Right.
So, and I think that's one of the reasons why we moved it to 5 when I got on the board.
It was originally.
Mr. Ostrip is back there. I think that's one of the reasons why we moved it to 5 then for the administrators.
So. I think 6 is good. That way we don't have her putting her safety in jeopardy to get here. I don't think that's asking too much. I mean, the 5 o'clock start times were easier to make arrangements on nights when I had to work, but.
I mean, I will take it under advisement with our management team and see if I can change it. But as of right now, I can't. I can guarantee you I'd be late, and I don't like to walk into meetings late. So,
totally understandable.
Not to mention the traffic and rushing over here from all the way the other side of town. So,
Those in favor of staying at 6, please raise your hand, at least so I can see before we go forward. Okay, we have a majority there, so we'll stay at 6 o'clock on that. Okay, with that, let's vote on the calendar as presented at 6 p.m.
Need a motion, a second.
So moved. Motion to approve the calendar.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, a second by Ms. Canales. Any other comments or questions other than the discussion we had?
Did I miss tomorrow's meeting that was on here? We do have a meeting tomorrow.
There is a meeting tomorrow, yes.
But that's a special meeting. That was better be announced.
This is regular scheduled meetings. Okay. That's a special meeting.
Okay.
And that is
right.
At 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to clarify that. We possibly could have placed that on there, but because it's less than 24 hours, it would not be considered an emergency meeting or a regular meeting. You have to provide a 48-hour notice unless it's an emergency. So that's why it's not included.
I just want to make sure I didn't miss them.
Nope, that's a good point.
Okay, call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Excuse me, Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Ms. Hagendorfer?
No.
Mr. Kaiser?
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-1. Next item, Exhibit 5, I recommend a Board of Education establish a service fund for 2017 in an amount of $20,000 as provided for in Ohio Revised Code Section 3315.15.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Langendorfer, second by Mr. Kaiser. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer?
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser?
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Next item on our agenda is the appointment for liaison by the board president. These do not take any votes. They're just appointments. Unless somebody has something they would prefer to really change around with, I've been very comfortable with the performance of the board. I think everybody's done a nice job. If there are going to be issues and someone would like to change something, let me know now. Otherwise, I'm going to maintain the current liaisons the way they stand. Everybody comfortable?
Yep.
Mr. Langendorfer, your head going up and down?
Do you need a motion for that?
Nope.
Oh,
just an appointment.
Fine.
Okay. They shall stay exactly the same then, Jeff. That's my appointments. Okay. We will be eliminating the negotiations observer as a liaison. We do not have a contract at this time. We shall now turn it over to our superintendent.
Superintendent recommends that the Board of Education enter into executive session to discuss details relative to the security arrangements and emergency response protocols for the Board of Education.
So move.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Langendorfer, second by Mr. Kaiser. By way of comments and questions, I'll tell you the executive session should last no more than 5 minutes.
Okay.
No more questions about it? With that, call roll, please.
Mr. Langendorfer?
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser?
Yes.
Ms. Carmine?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Enter executive session at 6:17 p.m.
Let the minutes reflect that at 6:35 p.m., the Washington Local Board of Education returned from executive session and did, in fact, discuss details relative to security arrangements and emergency response protocols of the Board of Education. Number 18, all board members did return that went into, and with that, I would be more than happy to...
Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have a motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mr. Kaiser. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Langendorfer?
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser?
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Let the record show the audit recording meeting has been made. It is on file in the Office of the Treasurer. Meeting is adjourned at 6:36 p.m.